Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We are back for the second hour. Actually, it's 50 minutes. But we're going to be doing the same thing we did the first. Want to welcome everybody back. Thank God. Stay with us. We're going to get better in faith, love, amen, and grace. Told you that last night. Posted that with songs. I said, if this doesn't measure up your standards, don't go away. Come back. We'll get to where your standards are okay, where we meet your standards. Because God will convince you that this ministry is of Jehovah, the one that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Amen. Well, we want to continue on the book of Ephesians, and we're going to take up chapter 3 this broadcast. KD is going to begin to read. This is an interesting chapter, let me tell you. Let's go.
First one, for this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles. Two, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you ward.
Hear that? Dispensation of the grace of God. Next.
Three, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words.
Listen to that. By revelation, God made known unto Paul the mystery. God made known by revelation this mystery, this gospel to me. This day, it came in 1970s, actually. It was amazing when God gave it to me. I didn't even recognize what was going on, but I was attending all kinds of charismatic meetings. And what amazed me, none of them were preaching the gospel. Not one. They preached tongues. They preached prosperity. They preached healing. They preached all kinds of things, but not the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. And the reason their ministry never profited you is because the gospel is required to be preached to the hearts of God's people, and it will be effective. You can preach tongues, it will not be effective. You can preach by prosperity, it will not be effective. You can preach healing, it will not be effective. But you preach the gospel, it will change your heart. That light of the gospel will shine in your dark heart, and when it does, you're going to scream like a banshee. Like, no, I'm not that bad. No, you're worse. Hang on, because it's going to reveal more about you. You're going to find out you're not Miss and Mr. Cool, but miserable without Christ. You want me to be quiet? Let's go.
Verse 4, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit.
Did you hear that? A mystery. Other ages, it was not made known. No, it was not made known. But Abraham received it. But now, it was time for the apostles that were with Jesus. But if you see that the apostles that were with Jesus did not receive as much of a revelation that Paul received. Peter even said Paul's writings were hard for him to understand. I thought that was cute. But we're going to be getting into Peter later on. Actually, we're going to teach right straight through to the end of the book of Revelation. But Paul got a revelation for the church that the others, they received, but not with the understanding Paul did, but they compared. Thank God. And this was never made known to the human race until these days that we live in now, 2,000 years ago. That same revelation has been given to me, not by my will, not by my desire, not by my choice, but by the will of God, His desire to reveal it to me, and that's just the way it is, and you'll just have to accept me. Next.
Six, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of His promise in Christ by the gospel.
Gentiles be fellow heirs?
Fellow heirs.
Fellow heirs, along with the Jews. They got the same revelation, the Gentiles, that the Jews got. Next.
Seven, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of His power.
Paul was made a minister to the Gentiles. It was the grace of God, His grace, for Paul to go to the Gentiles. He also taught Jews. They wouldn't listen. I think it's amazing how they wouldn't listen to him. They hated him. They despised his ministry. And one day, a group of them, he shook the dust. He said, I'm going to the Gentiles. Going to the Gentiles. You know what God told me about America in 79? March of 79, he was sending me to America and they would not hear me. That was grievous to me, very grievous to my heart and my soul, that my own country would not hear me. No, God warned me, because you're hard hearts. But you know what? In 1985, January 1st, we flew out of DFW to Harare, Japan, my God. Stationed there for 2 years. Harare, Zimbabwe. We may be going to Japan next. But it's amazing what God did. And He had prepared my heart and showed me all the black people that I'd be teaching. Did you know Africa has about 1 billion people? I don't know what percentage are black, what are white, and what are other. But God sent me there. And you know what? The Africans, the blacks in Africa received me. It was incredible how much they liked my teachings. I had a woman that lives here in Plano, and I did some business with her one day. She goes, attends the largest church in Plano, building, not church, where people gather. And she said to me, you are God's Paul. I said, I am not God's Paul. I'm God's Doyle. She was offended. Now, she could recognize that. Did you know back in the 80s there were 12 women that met in Fort Worth they were associated with the ministries of Fort Worth. They met every Thursday and prayed that God would take me off of television. They didn't want this gospel taught. And one of them escaped one day from the 12 and came to a full gospel businessmen's meeting in Denton. And she said, did you know? And she told me who they were. One of them was a very famous preacher's mother. Now she's dead. Praying to get me. You know what she said about me? The man's got a fighting spirit. You got to get him off. Well, I sure do fight the devil. How do you like that? And I'll fight your devils too. I'm still around. Now, I didn't know we were going this wild, had it? Let's go.
Verse 8, unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ.
Did you hear that? Paul said unto him, it was the least of all the saints. That great mystery was given unto him. So if you think I don't deserve this, I don't care. I'll be the least. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me if I'm the least of the least. But I'll tell you this. God gave me this revelation, and he didn't give it to you. And I've suffered for it. And you're going to see a little bit what I've suffered for. Next.
9. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ.
Amen. Created all by Jesus Christ. You'll see that in Colossians chapter 1 when we get there.
10. To the intent that now, under the principalities and powers in heavenly places, might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God.
This is absolutely a scripture that I doubt if any seminary even understands, or most preachers understand. I doubt it if they do. But did you know that I speak to principalities and powers in the heavenlies, the manifold wisdom of God? Did you know that? And did you know the church, which you are, make known also, along with me, and those like us, like faith, like spirit, make known to the heavenlies the manifold wisdom of God to the powers and principalities, made known unto them. You know, that's the problem. The principalities and powers, they don't know that the church even has any wisdom. I'm talking about the so-called church, which is not the church at all. Thank God, amen. The body of Christ is built on the foundation of apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. So, this is where I get a lot of my warfare, is speaking to these principalities and powers in heaven, in heavenly places, in high places. They hate me. They hate me. And they come down on me. They come down hard. And I stand up by the grace and mercy of God and speak back to them. And they end up falling back. They push back, as they say today. These politicians pushing back on what? On God. Next.
Verse 11. According to the eternal purpose, which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him.
Let's read that 10th verse and 11. Go right on.
Okay.
Together.
10. To the intent that now, under the principalities and powers in heavenly places, might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Jesus Christ our Lord.
You see that? According to the eternal purpose that is being made known to the powers and principalities. That's God's purpose. Did you know it says that we lay the foundation and plant the heavens. Lay the foundation and plant the heavens. With what? The Word of God. The manifold wisdom of God. Thank God. What a great blessing. What a plan that God had. You can't get this in some seminary. Good Lord. You people can't even read "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want," and get it right. You think it's a funeral psalm. Amen. Next.
12. In whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him.
Boldness and confidence in Christ. And access. Go on.
13. Wherefore I desire that you faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory.
Do you hear this? Do you hear this? Wherefore? I don't want you fainting at my tribulation. You know that? You got that? Do you know what my tribulations bring to you? Honor. Read that. Maybe they'll catch it now.
13. Wherefore I desire that you faint not at my tribulations for you, which
Don't
is your glory.
Don't faint at my tribulations for you. Go ahead.
Which is your glory.
Which is your glory. My tribulation is your glory. You know, people say, well, if you were God, you wouldn't have so many problems. Well, let me tell you this. My tribulations, you couldn't handle.
Amen.
Thank you. My tribulations, you couldn't handle. And therefore, your glory. If you read in the book of Acts, you will find out that when persecution came upon the church in Jerusalem, the only people that could handle the persecution were the apostles. Everybody else scattered every direction. See, apostles are fools for Christ. They're the offscouring of the earth. So you want to be an apostle? Well, go ahead. Go down to the mouth of the Mississippi River and you can see what you are. I never thought this was such a great calling. But it's the greatest. Amen. So you want to be an apostle, do you? So you think you are, huh? Well, yeah, this is the way you're going to be treated. I promise you that this will change a lot of people's calling. Oh, no. I'm not going to do that. My God, you know, we got a bunch of people that used to hang around me, and they're quoting some guy from I don't know where, and they talk about love, about his love. He doesn't know what love is. Amen. This is love, that you keep his commandments. 2 John 6. I mean, these people that talk about love, they don't know love at all. Nothing about it. The Apostle Paul walked in love. Jesus walked in love. Peter walked in love. I walk in love. And you don't. And my afflictions, my tribulations are for your glory. That word is honor. Isn't that amazing? You wouldn't do what I do for me. You know that? You would not suffer what I suffer if it were reversed. You wouldn't suffer it for me. No. I know your people. I know the spirit of you. You don't fool me. Good Lord. I didn't believe this Bible for a long time that you said you believed every word of. My tribulations, my affliction are for your glory, so don't faint because of my tribulations. I have more fun in tribulation than you do out of them. I think they're telling me to be quiet. Let's go.
14. For this cause, I bow my knees.
For what cause? What he just said. Tribulations. Tribulations. For your glory. For that cause, Paul bowed his knee. And I do as well. Next.
For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's where you bow your knee to. The Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And look what follows.
15. Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named.
Now, I know this is going to disturb you, but your little family is not a little family. And your family is not a big family. The family is in heaven and earth. We're all one family. Well, do you believe the Bible? I do. Yeah. Amen. This is amazing. This is a mystery for sure. One family, heaven and an earth. Paul said, for that cause, I bow my knee to the Father and Jesus. And continue that, the family.
Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named.
All right. Of whom? I wasn't sure. He bows his knee to the Father and Jesus, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth are named. Next.
16. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory.
Grant the family. Grant the family. Paul bows his knee to the Father and the Son, Jesus, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. That he bows his knee for what purpose now? Read that.
That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory.
He would grant you according to the riches of his glory. Next.
To be strengthened with might.
Oh, is this cool? Grant you according to the riches of his glory that you be strengthened with might. That's power. Next.
By his spirit in the inner man.
Look how this takes place. By his spirit. God has strengthened me. I've been 43 and a half years obeying God. Obeying God. And has he ever strengthened me in my inner man? By his spirit, I guess he has. He had to. He had to. No man can do this. No. Only a man or a woman that's got Jesus Christ revealed to their heart will ever come close. Remember, folks, God didn't make everybody equal in power. He set first in the church apostles, and not every apostle is equal to the one that he set first. Get that straight. He set one there, that one, he strengthened him, he made him to bring forth more apostles, more prophets, more saints. We'll take that up tonight in the fourth chapter. Let's go.
17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith.
Oh, yeah. Strengthen your inner man with might, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. Let's go.
That you, being rooted and grounded in love.
Rooted and grounded in love. Let's go.
May be able to comprehend with all saints.
See, without being rooted and grounded in love, you will not comprehend. Comprehend what?
What is the breadth, right, and length and depth and height?
See?
And to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge.
And you won't know unless God strengthens you in your inner man. You will not know the love of Christ for man or yourself. You know why you don't love me? You don't love Christ. Oh, come on, though. If we didn't love you, we'd be gone. You'd be gone if it were not for God that won't let you go. Don't tell me that you are so in love with Jesus that you just receive everything I say. Don't try to tease me. Hey, I had to receive this first and I didn't like it. You know what I said to Jesus one day? I said, how do you ever expect anybody to follow you the way you talk? No amens, I'll tell you that. Guess what? Where are you going? Well, I don't know. You know what Peter said in the 6th chapter of John? When Jesus, a bunch of them were complaining about what he said, said it was too hard, and they left. Jesus said to them, apostles, the disciples said, you got to go too? And Peter said, where are we going? You got the words of eternal life. You know why Peter said that? Because God had him there. God kept him there. Wasn't because Peter was such a wise man. Sometime after that, Peter got a revelation of Jesus. You find that in Matthew 16. Got a revelation of Jesus. And old Peter was so happy. And within days, Jesus started talking about the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of himself. And Peter said, well, that'd be far from you, Lord. You know what Jesus said? Get behind me, Satan. You savor the things of man and not of God. Oh, no. He also said, you're an offense to me. You think many of you haven't been an offense to me? You were an offense to Jesus, too. A lot of you were offended that you went down the road. I'm not talking about people in this building only. We got people all over the United States been listening to me for years. And they've endured. Oh, if you think this building is our congregation, how blind thou art. We got people in almost every state. We got a bunch of them that used to tell me how much they loved my teaching, and now they won't even say hello. Goodbye. Next.
19, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God.
Well, filled with all the fullness of God. For that purpose, Paul bows his knee and gives thanks. Next.
Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think.
Well, I love this one.
According to the power that worketh in us. Last verse. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.
I got a revelation of verse 20 in Argyle. Thank God. Now unto him is able to do exceedingly, does it say?
Exceedingly abundant.
Abundantly?
Exceeding abundantly.
Exceeding abundant.
Right. Exceeding abundantly.
Abundantly. All. Right?
Above all.
Above all.
Right.
That you can do what with?
That we ask or think.
That you can ask or think. I said to God once, I can think of a lot of things. Oh, you think I have not opened my stupid mouth a few times? So that's why I understand yours coming open. Able to do exceeding abundantly above all that I can ask or think. Is that correct so far?
That is correct.
According?
According to the power.
The power that worketh in us.
Right.
Right?
Right.
That's the gospel. Finish the verse of the chapter.
Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages. World without end. Amen.